I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A forum was held in Hartford this week to discuss what's being done to interrupt the school-to-prison pipeline. The first 2 years of high school were a breeze for Ibrahim Adetona, but he started to struggle during his junior year, and he was eventually suspended from school for 10 days. After that, his struggles got worse.
I went from president counselor to not going to school on time. I went from honor roll to needing a tutor. I went from perfect attendance to, where's Ibrahim?
That's Ibrahim speaking at a forum held by the Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities. At one point, Ibrahim was handcuffed and arrested at Harding High School in Bridgeport for having an argument with his girlfriend. He spent 2 weeks in jail. What would have helped him get back on track after falling behind?
I think help would have helped.
Okay.
Help would have helped.
He's one of thousands of students who end up in the juvenile justice system each year, a number that's increased by a couple hundred kids since the state began tracking student arrests in 2011. One of the problems is that Hispanic and African American students are arrested far more often than white kids. Several state laws were passed this year to deal with school-based arrests, but finding a way to deal with racial bias should be a top priority, says William Howe, a retired civil rights compliance officer in Connecticut.
I have known many administrators and educators that have biases and poor attitudes towards students of color. However, some of the most compassionate, professional, caring, and dedicated people that I have worked with over the years are school administrators, faculty, and staff that are simply overwhelmed and under-resourced.
Howe adds that zero-tolerance policies are a large part of the problem, and that understanding bad behavior is more important than simply punishing a kid for being bad. David DeRoche, WNPR News.